Nice.
How about that?
Give these guys a little break. Get them out of the heat.
Get them out of the heat. Get them out of the heat. Although, you know, coaches will tell you, get out of the heat. Train them up.
Go. Who cares?
They tackled today.
Sweat
though,
it out. So that's, sweat it out.
That's
sweat
a good
out.
Thing.
So, hey, also want to remind you, Jeff, just as we
please
go through
Andy. I've been waiting for a reminder.
Well, this is I'm here for you. I'm like your day planner, your cozy, whatever you need me to be. I'm here
best,
for you,
man.
Browns training camp is here, and the preseason is just around the corner. Don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 923thefan.com or on your phone with a free Odyssey app.
Well, that was great, man.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
I could do a bunch of these if you want. I'd be happy to let you know
that.
All the great things we have.
Well, I hope you'll do that throughout the day.
I'd like to.
Otherwise, we'll get called into a meeting.
That's true. Good point.
Practice over here. We'll be talking more football coming up noon. Jeff Schedell is going to join us. And Jeff, longtime Browns beat reporter, now covering all kinds of things for the News Herald. Jeff's going to join us coming up at noon. And then Chris Rose, who does Browns play-by-play on their preseason television network, is going to join us coming up at 1 o'clock. Guardians, Andy, trade deadline tomorrow, 6 o'clock. And, you know, the Emmanuel Clase thing convolutes everything. Let's just leave it at that, okay? Who knows if they had anything in place to trade Emmanuel Clase? If they did, it would have been a blockbuster. And it would have changed the complexion of this team for this year, and you would think for years to come. He's not going to be traded. He's not allowed to be traded when he's on the paid leave, and he's on that until August 31st. So,
right.
So much for that notion. Mm-hmm. I clicked on the old computer today.
Yes.
Went to ESPN's website.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, picture of Stephen Kwan. And I thought, oh, boy, really? And it said, latest team in on Stephen Kwan, Toronto Blue Jays. And it says they've been linked to Kwan, but pitching is Toronto's priority. In fact, they made a trade yesterday with the Baltimore Orioles between games of the doubleheader between the Baltimore Orioles, and the former Oriole pitched against the Orioles in Game 2, which was fun. But they have Kwan and the Guardians. And I see that, and I think, well, they certainly know each other, as Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins are running that franchise, and they used to be in Cleveland with Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff. So that's an easy phone call to make. I would think it's an easy deal to work out. They already made the deal with Andrés Giménez going to Toronto. I can't imagine trading Stephen Kwan unless, of course, as we've mentioned, unless they know something about his future or about him as a player that they think, nope, we don't want to sign him long-term, or he's not going to sign long-term or whatever, but he still has the 2 years of control. For what it's worth, Toronto has an interesting farm system with a lot of pitching up top. That's their biggest thing. Their number one prospect, though, is a guy named Arjun Namala, who is from Florida, and he's a shortstop, and he's considered to be a guy who has a lot of pop. Well, what could this organization use? They could use a shortstop with a lot of pop.
Or any player with a lot of pop. Doesn't really matter what position.
But he's right their now. Number one guy.
Yeah.
And he's from Florida. There's some fact about him. He's the first Indian American to be drafted in the first round or something like that. But he's a shortstop from Florida.
Okay.
And he's their number one guy, and then a lot of pitching. You make a trade like that, and you know, he's a couple of years away. I just wonder, why are you doing that when you're in the playoff race? Because I could see where you might perhaps have had a deal in place for Clase because the return could be so huge, and you thought, despite what happened the other day, that you could fill that closer spot from within. Man, I don't know who you're putting in left field if you trade Stephen Kwan. And you're in, if you weren't in it, that's okay, fine, do it. But you're in it.
I guess you just have to be careful of throwing up the white flag, right? Unless you really want to throw up the white flag. Again, I'll say this
That's
like
a tough call to make, though, Andy.
And you've got a clock on you too. This isn't like, you know, it's not endless. There's a clock on you, and you got to figure out exactly what you want to do. I still think for them to trade Kwan, they absolutely, positively would have to be blown away because of his contract situation, because of the way he sits in. He sits in the position that this organization dreams of: talented player producing every night on an unbelievably team-friendly contract, and knowing that he's arbitration eligible for the next 2 season. So even if you wanted to hang on to, is he worth more today than he is 2 years from now in his final year of arbitration?
And
how much more would you be able to get for him then if he continues on the path that he's at? So I just it's really hard for me to kind of understand why they would trade Kwan when he's the kind of player they look to build the franchise around. Not him in particular. Yeah. It's not Jose. It's his contract situation, his playing ability. And the only way, I'm trying to think of ways that you would want to trade him, okay? Maybe you get an unbelievable haul back that no one ever, ever expected.
Ever envisioned.
Right. And so people would be like, I know that was a hard move for them, but look at the return. And they got a little bit of they've got a little bit of what they needed at the major league level.
Well, let me throw something else at you. And, folks, I'm wondering what – we have no indication from the Guardians that they're interested in trading Stephen Kwan. You know, he's been out there in all these rumors, and rumors are rumors until they become something more.
And I asked this question. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to interrupt. Who is driving the rumors? Who is talking? Is it the Guardians? Is it the Blue Jays? Is it the Phillies? Is it another team? Is it the Dodgers? Who is driving the conversation? Is it his agent? Who's talking to the media saying Kwan should be available? Hey, guess who's interested?
Because somebody's talking.
There's some chatter going on there.
I'd love to know what you think. If this were to come to pass, what would you think if the team traded Stephen Kwan? 216-474-0092.
I think fans would be mad.
Well, I think they might be too.
As of right now, without knowing what the package is in return, I think fans would be mad.
Now let me throw something else at you. Jeff Passan at ESPN, Solon High School graduate, and son of Rich Passan, longtime Plain Dealer sports writer, listed the Cubs in on Stephen Kwan. Well, if you look at the Cubs minor league system, Andy, the Cubs' top four prospects are all position players. Okay? And the Cubs right now are the number one team in the National League wild card. They're a couple of games behind the Milwaukee Brewers. They want to solidify their situation.
Right.
Right? We understand that. Their top prospects, top four guys, an outfielder who Chris Rose mentioned last week when he was on the show, Owen Casey, but he mentioned him in regards to Emmanuel Clase and a deal there. Owen Casey is their number one guy. He's an outfielder. Their number two prospect, who has been up with the team this year, a catcher, Moises Ballesteros, who hit .332 in AAA so far this year, not hitting very well in the majors this year, .188. But it really was hitting in AAA. He's a short, stocky, chunky kind of catcher. The prototypical kid in Little League playing catcher.
Yeah.
But he has hit like crazy in the minors. And then they have a AA shortstop and second baseman who's their number three prospect, and an outfielder who I've mentioned, Kevin Alcantara.
Right.
6'6 center fielder. Mm. So if the Cubs are interested in Stephen Kwan, well, they could give you two position players from the top of their organization if they were willing, and if the Guardians, asking price was high enough, that could immediately become starters for you. Immediately. Or pretty darn close. You know, next year, you're at the latest. The guy who's their third best prospect is the shortstop second baseman who's in AA right now. The other guy's AAA. What happens to the AAA guys? Well, they're good enough to get called up, and that's the situation that might be with Owen Casey. So it's interesting, but I just keep thinking I could understand a Class A trade. Doesn't play a ton of innings, critical in closing out games, one of the best in the game, but I could understand that because this team develops pitching. Doesn't mean you can put anybody at the closer spot, but I'm sure they think we have a closer in waiting in fill in the blank, I would think Cade Smith. But I would think they can fill that spot. Right now, I don't know who they'd put in left field. And you're trying to track down a wild card spot.
I also look back at the last 48 hours and try to figure out if last night, man, they just looked so good at the plate. Everybody looked good at the plate, right? And I brought this up at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I think the stat last night was the first home game since 1983 where the Cleveland baseball team had scored in the first six innings of a game.
I mean, it was a great game. They were playing loose. They were having fun. They didn't care what the score was. They were still going up every time to hit a home run or hit something off the wall. Yes, it's Colorado, and I know they've had a very difficult season, but they're still in the majors,
and you got to play them.
And it's the emotion of the last 48 hours. So last night, they played carefree baseball as if someone walked into that clubhouse before the game and said, guys, here's the situation. There's nothing we can do about Class A. What do you want to do? Do you want to be a team that's going to have the opportunity to do this? And maybe, you know, maybe if somebody walked in there and said, hey, we're keeping this thing together. It's up to you. Let's see what happens. And I don't. It felt like they were rejuvenated yesterday, especially after the night before, where, you know, you were hearing excuses. Well, you know, it's been a rough day, and I get it. But it's still Major League Baseball, and that's your job, baby.
Let me correct myself. Jeff Passan mentioned that the Cubs might be in on Shane Bieber.
Oh, okay.
And think about that.
I would not be shocked if Bieber's gone by tomorrow. Would you? I don't think
there's
anybody.
No, I wouldn't either. And if the Cubs were willing to part with... Now, the issue there is Kwan's under control. Bieber can walk at the end of the year. So if I'm the Cubs, I'm not picking him up unless I get a guarantee from his agent or just pick it up. Pick up the option for next year.
Yeah.
You know, just pick it up. And then you have him for this stretch and next year. That, if he would commit, that might...
Would you, if you were him, pick up the option for next year? I wouldn't. If he pitches well here for the last couple of weeks of the season, he's going to get a great deal somewhere else.
Maybe.
I think he would. We've seen this kind of before.
Well, Matt Boyd did.
Yep. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
With who? The Cubs.
Yes.
And then, you know, they were willing to invest after a guy had some good outings after coming back from Tommy John surgery late in the season. I don't know if Bieber's thought process would be that. I don't know how he feels. Remember, he hasn't pitched in the majors yet. We don't have a timetable. Yesterday he went 4 innings in Akron, gave up 1 run on 3 hits with 7 Ks, pitched well, wearing number 6, which looked kind of strange. But he did well. Is that a guy that the Guardians would move? Andy, I would, if they don't think he's going to pick up his option, I would definitely trade him. Otherwise, you'd say, hey, Shane, glad we could get you back to health. Good luck to you somewhere else. Hmm. That doesn't do you any good, does it?
Yeah, and then you never know. I mean, I give the Guardians front office some credit for trying to be able to find players who might be in another spot that can help out the team. The question is are they thinking, do we need someone who can help out the team? Now, I can't – like, we would both be floored if they went out and brought in a rental for the end of the season, right? No one thinks the Guardians are going to do that. Wouldn't that be awesome if they blew you away and they went out and rented the guy that could maybe help them get over the hump and get into the playoffs?
I would
love that. That's, I think, the every move, fan would. But.
Well, that's the move I find most unlikely.
I do, too. I don't see it happening. But
Jeff Schudel covers sports for the News Herald. He's covered the Browns for over 4 decades. And Jeff's going to join us momentarily. I see him walking our way as we speak.
Here he comes.
He also covers the Guardians. So a lot coming up with Jeff Schudel. Chris Rose at 1 o'clock. It's Baskin and Phelps. We're at Browns training camp. They're done. That means we're sitting here looking at grass and guys fixing grass.
It's growing.
Right here on the Fan.